B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sharon is the first caller of the day, and she is about to just freaking amaze us with the spectacular story.
I'm so excited. Good morning, Romero, Pebbles, Melissa, and Leroy.
Good morning. Sharon.
What's up?
Okay, how are you guys doing? Well?
Yes, I'm pretty good.
Wonderful. Okay, so this happened to me last week. I tried calling, but a few people beat me out with the first caller last week, which is fine. There's always another day, which is today. Okay, my story is I have a grown son who is not living with me anymore. He moved out because, you know, grown. So I'm a single parent, and I dreamt that my son was still living at the house with me, which means that maybe he's younger than he actually is, because, you know, dream never usually go the way it is.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, we were at home. My phone rang. I answered. It was his dad. So we exchanged pleasantries, and then he asked for his son. I said, oh, your son moved out. He's living on his own. And he said he didn't know that, but I thought he was going to get upset because his son didn't tell him. Then he said, well, after they reach certain age, they will move out. And then I said, oh, I'm joking. Here's your son. So they talked for a while on the phone. And then afterwards, I took the phone and I said, why don't you come over for a weekend? You can stay in the guest room and then you'll be able to have the weekend to spend with your son. He agreed. And then his son agreed. He agreed, and his son agreed.
Okay.
The kicker is his dad has been dead for over 10 years.
Whoa, man. I was about to make a sex joke.
Oh, that's why I said, uh-oh. Oh, I'm like, what happened? Wait.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Was this a dream you said?
Oh, yes, it was a dream.
Okay.
No, it was a real phone call.
No. Because I remember her saying it was a dream. But then when she started telling the story, I was like, maybe it was another person and she was, I don't know.
So I dreamt that I was having a conversation with the deceased.
Yeah.
Well, it's better that it happened in a dream and not in real life.
But the thing is, guys, I don't know what this is and I don't want to know. But the thing is, I just invited a dead person to spend a weekend in my house.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you did. So get ready, because this weekend you're going to have things moving around.
Yeah.
Door slamming.
I hate to say, Sharon.
You're going
to
hear masturbation.
You probably have dead people in your house without even inviting them in your house.
Oh, here we go. Melissa's the medium.
Oh, no, I'm just
saying it happens.
Just to freak you
out.
No
idea. I got scared when I wake up and I'm like, this did not happen. Yes, it did.
Sharon, there's probably, next time you're in the shower naked, there's probably a dead person watching you. That's what Melissa's trying to tell you.
No, I just, listen, you don't believe in that? There's ghosts around us all the time. You haven't seen the movie Ghost?
Yeah.
That's your...
Yes.
Are you serious right now?
They're all watching us right now as we speak.
Well, in that case, somewhere there's an ogre who saved the princess who turned into an ogre. And they live with a bunch of fairy tale animals.
I'm just saying, it happens.
Thank you, Sharon. I had no idea where that story... Man, sometimes... there is a God, because I had so many jokes that I was going to drop in there before she said that her ex-husband or whatever, her son's, you know, father was deceased, and something told me to wait.
Mm-hmm. It was one of the ghosts.
It was him. He was like, don't say it.
I'm telling
you. Don't say it, you son of a bitch. I'm dead. Wait until she gets to the punchline.
Let's go.
Wake up, Boston.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.